way back to my command post, the truck got ambushed. It ran off the road. It flipped over with all 11 men seriously injured. Most of them wounded. I left at dark with my command group and many extra corpsmen. We rescued them. This proved to be really some word I can't make out. But we got to them before the Viet Cong, who were trying to surround them. They kept us pinned down by fire for several hours. We got them out on the stretchers, however. We loaded, we made it back to the station without any further injuries. 5 of the 11 had to be emergency medically evacuated by helicopter to the hospital ships. The others would be treated by battalion surge. I'll write you, but not long, tomorrow, my love. Now that's what's happening. This is in the Hue area. They're getting ready to hit us, according to their intelligence and their conversations in the next 10 days. They have brought down between 30 and 40,000 men since March 31st, since this offer. We haven't brought in any. So we got that many more to face, and if you're out there, that's what you're up against. We think they've brought between 75 and 100 since the Tet Offensive from North Vietnam. Now, I don't believe much that they're going to take any site, and I think they're using this as a ploy, but the pressure we ought to put on them is put a pressure on damn near any site in the world. And that's what you ought to do, as we suggested. And I just say, I don't know, I'm not speaking for anybody, but I don't see what the hell's wrong with Bucharest. I don't see what's wrong with Cairo. I don't see what's wrong with the Vatican. The Pope, his Secretary of State's been most sympathetic to them, I can assure you. Just leaned over with their side. They've called for us to stop the bombing. And they've called for them to stop their thing. There could be a more neutral place. Bucharest is communist, so I don't guess they could cuss us there. Algiers is. I just can't understand. So let's keep that heat on them, and you help me do that instead of talk about this damn Cambodia. I know Mansfield loves Cambodia, and he has great confidence in it, but they're running over with enemy troops now, just like Poland is grinding around the clock to supply equipment. And I think it's as reasonable to ask an allied group to go to Poland as it is to ask North Vietnam to go to Thailand. Do that, Bill, and keep this confidential and get back to me after you talk to any of them. And for God's sakes, keep that group away from letting this guy miscalculate right now. And as I get answers and responses to these things, I'll talk to you. I don't want to talk to the committee, and I haven't even talked to Nick about some of these proposals. Thank you, Bob.